This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at the fact that the media may be guilty, at least according to one veteran journalist who looks askance at a lot of his colleagues, in slanting the election to make people believe there is no real primary struggle. We're not talking about on the Democratic side, because there, Dean Phillips, the congressman from Minnesota, has made no progress at all against President Biden. But what about the competitors like Nikki Haley, most prominently, and Ron DeSantis, and then Chris Christie, if you want, who are still campaigning against President Trump? Why is the press so determined to convince people that what really is an exciting and an unpredictable primary struggle is all over? We'll be talking with Ben Smith about that, who is the co-founder of Semaphore, a global new news organization that he formed with Justin Smith 2 years ago. We will get to that, and also the political winners and losers of 2023, and also the 10 best movies, my own personal list, not necessarily all of them big box office hits, but my personal list of the best films of the year just passed. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And, yes, it can work to take your concerns and your controversies and your perspectives, adding to the mix here on the Medved Show. Speaking about adding to the mix, there are a lot of conversations involving Chris Christie, because we're coming right up to his last stand. He hasn't really campaigned in Iowa. He has understood that for a New Jersey guy like him, he doesn't have a lot of appeal to voters in Iowa, and there are a number of other candidates who are more natural competitors in the Hawkeye State. Well, for instance, Ron DeSantis has the endorsement of Iowa's governor, Governor Reynolds, and then Nikki Haley has been gaining some ground. So Chris Christie has come down to a campaign basically in New Hampshire. If he doesn't make it in New Hampshire, well, it's the end of his campaign. And Governor Chris Sununu has basically urged Governor Christie to step away from the race. And here's the way that he expressed it most recently, clip 12.
Look, Chris is a friend. He's a friend of Nick. He's a friend of mine, as is Ron. I know he's disappointed that I didn't get behind him. But at the end of the day, this is the path, right? Chris has kind of hit his limit, if you will, at about 13% of the vote. He speaks the truth on Trump, but that's very different than whether it translates into votes for a nomination to become President of the United States. It's two very fundamentally different things. So we appreciate everything that was done. His numbers are falling. He's not going to surge 30% in the next 3 weeks. That ain't happening. He hasn't put a ground game in any other state, and you can't just use New Hampshire as a launching ground to nothing else. So look, I'm not telling Chris that he has to get out, right? I'm not calling Christie saying, you absolutely have to get out. I think Chris is smart enough to see the writing on the wall, to know that he has a great opportunity here, not just to get behind Nikki, but to do something really important for the country and the party and start moving us forward. And he has been, I think, has the opportunity to continue to be a very important voice in that.
Okay. Will that happen? Chris Christie has said no, absolutely. He won't step aside because he believes his voice is necessary as the one Republican candidate who is clearly and most outspokenly critical of Donald Trump. He also was involved with a couple of off-topic ruminations where he really does sound like somebody who's already basically given up his campaign. But he was on The View, and he was talking about President Trump and not being scared off by Nikki Haley's misstep regarding the Civil War. He actually compared President Trump to the President of the Confederacy. It sounded like this, clip four.
I think they should try him and convict him in Washington, D.C., and send him to jail for it. And I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Did he break the law, though? Did he do what he's being accused
of? Oh, I think he's going to be convicted of it.
No, that's not my question.
She's talking about the 14th section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
I know what she's talking about. But
Jefferson Davis wasn't convicted, but he wasn't allowed to hold office.
But he never tried to again, okay? So we never tested that, Sonny, right?
It was never tested
because Jefferson Davis, if you can imagine saying this, the president of the Confederacy had some class and decided never to run for office in the United States again. That's the point, right?
Okay, the comparison between Jefferson Davis and Donald Trump, probably not the best comparison available. Jefferson Davis was Secretary of War beforehand. He was a Mississippian. He was obviously a staunch defender of slavery and suggesting that he had some class. Even Southerners will look at Jefferson Davis and say that he was one of those people who made sure, because of incompetence, that the Confederacy lost the war. They were bound to lose the war in any event. Then there is this by Chris Christie. And this is from yesterday. He was speaking at a town hall, and he made a fairly surprising admission that sounds like it's so hard to see what he gains from it that you're suspicious, at least, that it may be entirely sincere. In fact, it sounds entirely sincere. Here's Chris Christie talking about the issue, which isn't much of a political issue right now, gay marriage. Listen.
I mean, look, I think this is generational. I think you put your finger on it, right? When I was governor and I was taking that position, I took a lot of heat from my kids because my kids were older at the time. And they were giving me a hard time about it. And I told them, I'm governor, you're not. So I get to take the positions I want to take. And I don't regret doing that. But what I know is that society has changed. And what people are accepting in our country now is different than when I was growing up, certainly than when I was your age. And you know, I don't have any objection to it any longer. In the end, I think I've been convinced. And, you know, that's part of being a thinking, breathing human being, I hope, is that you can hold certain opinions at one time and hold them genuinely, and I did. And I felt there were other ways to be able to deal with same-sex relationships other than just marriage. And that was the argument I made at the time, was that we can accommodate this in other ways. But you know what? I was wrong. And so, you know, for me, it was a process I had to go through to change the way I've been raised, both from a family perspective and what my mother and father taught me and felt, and also from a religious perspective and what I'm a Catholic and what my church taught me to believe. But over time, look, this past week or two, you know, Pope Francis is now allowing, you know, blessings of same-sex couples. Even the church is changing. And so, you know, I think this is part of just being honest with people.
Okay, this is not a political pitch, but it does show that this was such an intense issue, and you may remember that Joe Biden went ahead of Barack Obama as vice president. He was the first one to come out and endorse support for gay marriage. It really has changed, where a majority of Republicans today say they even support gay marriage. We will be right back with more on the MedVed Show.
There are some things that I have to mutter under my breath sometimes.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved Show, Nikki Haley has announced raising $24 million for her presidential campaign in the final 3 months of 2023. That's more than double the fundraising total that she reported for any previous quarter. The campaign said it banked $14.5 million cash on hand across her three campaign committees at the beginning of the new year. She is campaigning in Iowa, but much more intensively in New Hampshire and then her home state of South Carolina. Her path to viability as a candidate and continued viability as a candidate really does involve a strong showing in Iowa, a stronger showing in New Hampshire, and then perhaps even a victory in her home state, where Trump, according to all the polls, is running very far ahead in South Carolina. Meanwhile, there is a great deal of back and forth concerning the resignation yesterday of the president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, and the idea that she resigned was treated as something of a victory by lots of conservatives, moderates, people who weren't somehow aligned with the extreme left, because there's a piece today by Heather McDonald, who is writing for the City Journal. She's been a frequent guest on this show, and she writes that in her parting shot at Harvard, newly resigned President Claudine Gay has provided a reminder of why she never should have been made president in the first place. Gay stepped down yesterday following months of turmoil caused by her reaction to the Hamas October 7th terror attacks on Israel and by accusations of plagiarism. Gay got her job because of her race. That's a pretty bold, straight-out statement from Heather McDonald at City Journal. Gay got her job because of her race. No white professor, even a female one, writes Heather McDonald, would have been elevated to the premier college presidency in the United States on so meager a research record. It is fitting, then, that Gay plays the race card to the end. She lauds her abortive presidency as giving hope to those around the world who saw it as a vision of Harvard that affirmed their sense of belonging. In other words, without a black president, she claims that students of color would not be certain of belonging at Harvard. Never mind that for decades Harvard has so enthusiastically sought out black students that it admitted many of them with academic credentials that would have been all but disqualifying if presented by whites or Asians. Now, without a black president, that vision is apparently threatened, even as Gay concedes that Harvard's doors remain open. Gay's sense of self-worth is breathtaking. Also breathtaking is some of the coverage of this issue by mainstream media. The AP summarized Claudine Gay's resignation with this line: Harvard president's resignation highlights new conservative weapon against colleges, plagiarism. And then they added to that story as if this is going to be a new thing. Plagiarism has always been a very big deal, because one of the ways you get to be the president of a college or you get a tenured position in a college or university is people take a look at the work that you've done. And if it turns out that some of the work that you've done is copied from someone else, one of the things that I ended up being close to was an amazing development back in 1991. And what happened at that time is I had written a piece for Imprimis. It was based on a speech I gave at Hillsdale College. And the piece that I wrote was about Hollywood and traditional values and why it made no sense economically or in any sense for Hollywood to be so hostile to traditional values of family and faith. And eventually that same piece, which was in Imprimis, which is the journal of Hillsdale College, and was later run in the Reader's Digest, and it got quite a bit of publicity. And I'm minding my own business, going about my own life, and I get a call from NBC, and they want to put me on the air that evening. And I said, why? He said, well, because of Boston University. I said, I have nothing to do with Boston University. He said, oh, yes, you do. Because it turned out that the dean of their School of Communications at Boston University had delivered a commencement address where he had basically just read my text, my article. And it was discovered by a whole range of people who listened to it and said, well, this sounds familiar. Because my piece had gotten a lot of publicity. They had run in Reader's Digest, for goodness sake. And so, all of a sudden, this guy was an interesting guy. And it was just shocking. His career was ruined. He had to resign. He was the... We actually ended up having dinner together. We invited him over to our house for dinner. He apologized profusely. But it was a huge national scandal. All three of the news networks covered this story as a lead story because it was so shocking. And it's even more shocking. He was doing that in a commencement address. But if you're submitting a PhD dissertation and you're plagiarizing and actually borrowing stuff even for the acknowledgments in your published dissertation. I mean, really. So this is not a new weapon, a new conservative weapon against colleges. By the way, conservatives don't want to work against colleges. I'm very proud to support colleges like Hillsdale, which I mentioned, which most of my staff attended, two-thirds of my three-person staff. But in any event, and also Grove City College, I'm proud I'm going to be speaking there again this April. But in any event, in the piece by AP, they had this, Christopher Rufo, a conservative activist who helped orchestrate the effort against Gay, as if it's some kind of conspiracy, celebrated her departure as a win in his campaign against elite institutions of higher education. On X, formerly Twitter, he wrote, scalped, as if Gay were a trophy of violence, invoking a gruesome practice taken up by white colonists who sought to eradicate Native Americans. Wait, you're going to blame white colonists for scalping? Really? Well, they corrected that. We'll get to that correction and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Christopher Rufo runs a sort of triumphant, and he's entitled, he writes a triumphant X message that just says, scalped. The AP says, as if gay were a trophy of violence, invoking a gruesome practice taken up by white colonists who sought to eradicate Native Americans. Okay. After mass ridicule on social media because this statement as history is ridiculous, the idea that white colonists were primarily involved with scalping because they chose to eradicate Native Americans, that mean that Christopher Rufo wants to eradicate Harvard? I mean, with its $50 billion endowment, really? Okay, so they changed it. And now it says, scalped, as if gay were a trophy of violence, invoking a gruesome practice taken up by white colonists who sought to eradicate Native Americans. And they add this, and also used by some tribes against their enemies. It wasn't some tribes. What do you mean it also used by some tribes? Scalping as a practice, which is an unpleasant practice, to be sure, was much more commonly used by Native Americans in their warfare against white people and against their fellow tribes than it was used by the white colonists. Meanwhile, we have he makes a very interesting point about the American media and their response to the Republican primary And I think that one of the things that is true about the Republican primary is that it's almost like the Democratic Party, and you may remember the Democratic Party invested a great deal of money in the election of 2022 to get a bunch of Trumpy candidates nominated by the Republicans, because they thought those candidates would be easier to beat. By the same token, I think that there are people who assume that President Trump would be easier to beat than say, Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, for that matter, both of whom, it seems to me, would be far more viable candidates and far more promising candidates for the Republican cause. But he has a piece, Ben Smith, over at Semaphore under the headline, Cover the Republican Primary. And he talks about Trump's strategy at the beginning of the year was to maintain a crowded field, propping up the campaign of Senator Tim Scott, for instance, and to cruise through Iowa and New Hampshire toward a stacked and accelerated national primary on Super Tuesday on March 5th. And there's been a lot of material about how the Trump campaign has been using and actually changing some of the rules in terms of how those primaries work, and giving more precedence to the winner-take-all primaries. Because one of the things that allows Trump to capture the nomination very quickly, perhaps, would be the idea that even in a divided vote, when you have a bunch of competitors, you don't need to win anything like a majority. If you win 30%, and there are six or seven different Republicans on the ballot, and Ramaswamy is getting some votes, and Christie's getting some votes, and who knows, maybe even Asa Hutchinson is getting some votes, or Doug Burgum. When the votes are all split, then it's very easy for Trump, who will get the best share of votes, because he is clearly the Republican presidential candidate with the greatest and most devoted personal following. There are people who are completely sold on President Trump and very enthusiastic about his campaign. So with more winner-take-all primaries, where even if you win just the most votes, but not anything like a majority, you get all of the delegates from that particular state, that's a very big advantage for President Trump. But meanwhile, Ben Smith argues is by the hacky old rules of horse race politics, Trump's plan isn't working. What plan? The plan to keep the field crowded and divided. Scott dropped out in November. Ron DeSantis is dead in the water, and Nikki Haley seems to be consolidating support in at least one key state. He means New Hampshire. In your piece, which we're just talking about, Ben, thank you for joining us. Ben Smith, by the way, is the author most recently of the book Traffic, Genius, Rivalry, and Delusion, and the Billion-Dollar Race to Go Viral. And he's a journalist who is the co-founder of Semaphore. He was a columnist at the media, on the media for the New York Times for several years. Okay, in terms of the race right now, do you still feel that Nikki Haley, even with the Civil War controversy, is consolidating her support and could be a serious rival for President Trump?
I mean, you know, it's all relative. Thank you for having me on, Michael. I mean, I think she's the only one who looks like she could possibly generate some momentum and make a run at Donald Trump. I would say, I don't think her getting beat up I mean, she's running for the Republican primary, and so her getting beat up by the media about her dumb comments about slavery probably doesn't really hurt her.
And what do you think? I mean, because right now we are less than 2 weeks away from the Iowa caucuses. The polling in Iowa, and caucuses are tough to poll because you don't know who's actually going to turn up and go to somebody else's living room and express themselves. And do you think that the Iowa caucuses could have another surprise as they did last time 8 years ago?
Well, you know, the Iowa caucuses are this funny game of expectations. And so I think it would be a surprise if Donald Trump did not win. It would be a surprise if Ron DeSantis didn't come in second. And so you could, so it wouldn't have to be that much of a surprise for Nikki Haley to do a little better than people expect and then to head out of Iowa into a state where she's much better positioned to do well in New Hampshire. And I think that's the path that her supporters have their fingers crossed for.
And when we come back, I want to talk about the role in the media. You basically are urging the media to cover the Republican primary. How should it be covered differently and more effectively? And then again, talking about Nikki Haley and her chances of pulling an upset and actually making this a long-term fight with Donald Trump for the nomination, how would that work? Does she not run into a roadblock of potentially losing to Trump, her own home state of South Carolina? We will be back with Benjamin Smith, formerly of the New York Times, now with Semaphore, a global news organization that he formed in early 2022. Coming right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ben Smith is an American journalist who is a co-founder of Semaphore, a global news organization. Previously a media columnist at the New York Times. His most recent column, or one of his most recent columns, says, "Cover the Republican primary!" Exclamation point. And he argues in the column that the media largely ignore signs that the 2024 Republican primary could be more competitive than Donald Trump's campaign would like you to think. Other than the polling that shows, for instance, a real horse race in New Hampshire, what are the signs about that Republican competition for the nomination, the presidential nomination, actually being up for grabs?
So, I think when you listen to the media sort of talk to ourselves at the moment, there's a lot of conversation around how we need to get away from covering politics as entertainment, as sport, and it needs to be more about, and by the way, this is all very worthy, smart stuff, it needs to be about kind of democracy with a capital D and the risks of, kind of risks to America. But what that has led to is very little coverage, very little old-fashioned coverage of the candidates who are running for president and whether they might win. And the thing is, that kind of coverage is just part of the oxygen of how a challenger to someone like Donald Trump has any kind of shot at winning. And I think what's happened is a lot of the media is so focused on, kind of big philosophical questions about Donald Trump that they're kind of neglecting the fact that there is a real challenge to him. Nikki Haley in particular, maybe Ron DeSantis, could make a run at him in Iowa, could beat him in New Hampshire. And, the history of American politics is that things can change really fast. You and I may be paying a lot of attention to this stuff and may know who these people, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, may know who they are, but most Americans don't really know who these people are, aren't paying a lot of attention to an election that's, not quite happening yet. And I think there's a level, if you do win Iowa, if you win New Hampshire, there's a moment for that these candidates then have to introduce themselves to the nation again that can be pretty powerful. And I think it's worth keeping the possibility open that, actual small-d democracy will kind of do its job and is worth paying attention to.
Okay, the idea that there is more going on here, could this be at least the reluctance to cover the idea this is a competitive race? Monster movies always seem to have a certain appeal. They just did very well, surprisingly well, with Godzilla Minus One. And Trump to mainstream media is he's a perfect focus for a monster movie. If you're looking about at trying to sell newspapers or get clicks through the end of the world, the end of democracy hysteria that has been a part of this campaign on both sides. There's a piece that talking about Trump talking about Crooked Joe, who was no longer Sleepy Joe, and the attempts to end democracy. And then, of course, all we hear about President Trump is about the accusations here and there. Could it be that Trump is a, despite the fact that people find him horrifying, a real media favorite? Because he's well-known and dramatic, and people tend to tune in.
I mean, I think that's obviously exactly right. And, you know, I mean, and just you can just see the extent to which if you watch particularly left, center-left American television, all you get is Donald Trump. And, you know, he's entertaining. He's a ratings magnet. I think actually, I mean, from what I've seen of both the ratings and of the internet traffic numbers, that's actually starting to flag a bit. People are a little bored of him, but also, you know, excited about him, scared by him, in a way that essentially sort of blocks out the sun for the people who might otherwise challenge him for president, which, by the way, is his strategy. And the media is not required to do what he wants.
Okay, right before the Iowa caucuses, that they're going to be very, very significant in this race. Certainly, if Trump doesn't do very well, he's predicted he's going to dominate it, so he has to do well. But they're going to be doing a debate which will include apparently only Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And that'll be on at exactly the same time as a Fox News town hall with President Trump and Martha McCallum and Bret Baier. Which do you think will get better ratings?
I think, well, Fox News will naturally get better ratings to begin with. But I think Trump will get better ratings. And I think it'll sort of serve his purpose of making his rivals feel small. Although the thing that's kind of interesting is that I think his strategy, if you look back at the beginning of last year, was that there would be 10 people on that stage, and they'd all kind of seem equally irrelevant. And, you know, and particularly Tim Scott, who he was sort of propping up and who he likes, would be a plausible candidate who wouldn't win but would make sure nobody else won either. And as you said, there's now only 2 people on that stage, and after Iowa there could easily just be 1. And if you are kind of the incumbent, as Trump is, that's not what you want. You don't want to face off against 1 other potentially pretty appealing candidate. You want to look like this sort of titan surrounded by midgets. And so I think there's, you know, that's, I mean, again, this is a long shot. Like, I would not, you know, I'm not suggesting people bet their fortune on Nikki Haley victory. But I just think if you kind of squint your eyes, you can see a path in a way that you know, that is democracy. You should, it can be really surprising. You should be open to that surprise.
And I take it that you share the, what seems to be an emerging consensus from right, left, everywhere, that the strategy to defeat Donald Trump does not include trying to strike his name from the ballot or to prevent his name from appearing on ballots across the country.
I mean, I think I actually think there's still a real debate among, you know, among people who don't like Trump about whether, you know, whether that's an appropriate strategy, but also more important, there's some state Supreme Courts who are going along with it, and who knows, honestly. But I do think there's, a lot of reasonable concern about, you know, what happens when every state, you know, when you sort of revert to a situation where states have a lot of control over federal elections. I mean, this is a, you know, kind of 19th century practice.
Well, it's also very unlikely that Trump gets stricken from the ballot in any state that he really needs. It's hard. He really needs Texas. He'll be on the ballot in Texas.
They're striking him from the primary ballot. And
yes.
So they're kind of making mischief in the Republican primaries in kind of an interesting way, right? I mean, if suddenly some other candidate picking up all the delegates from a handful of states, that can actually, if the race is a little bit close in the balance, a very strange situation.
Well, it's also one of those things where I looked it up because it's, to me, a fascinating question. Do you know which of the 50 states gave Trump the most votes in 2020?
In the general, I don't know. I feel like you're going to say California.
Yes, California. He got 6 million votes in California.
It's so big.
Exactly. But Biden got 11 million votes. Trump got 6 million votes. But the point being that if he's struck from the ballot, even in Colorado, which is going to go Democratic, and Maine, where at least 3 of the 4 electoral votes will go Democratic, isn't this a setup for Trump to lose the popular vote again and still maybe win the Electoral College?
You know, a lot of things could happen. I mean, I think, you know, right now, if you look at the polling, he would win the popular vote in America.
Yes, and that certainly, right now, the RCP, Real Clear Politics national rating, he's at 62%, which does indicate that despite your argument in your excellent column, that the race may be over before it's even reasonably started. We've posted that column at our website at michaelmedved.com, where people can also take this opportunity of getting their beginning of the year special on a MedHead membership, which gives you availability for this show. Anytime you want to download it, you can now stream any and all audio programs from the MedVed History Store. Go and join us as a MedHead Plus member. Ben Smith, let me wish you a happy new year. Coming back, we will talk about various categorizations of the biggest winners and losers in the election year 2023, the pre-election year of 2023. We'll get to that and my long and eagerly awaited top 10 list for the movies released last year. That and more coming right up on the MedVed Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.